Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. Before we get this show started, we're going to have a brief moment of silence. All right, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, live on Tribe Family Channel. This is a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand created, owned, and operated by yours truly, Beverly Black. I am so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am. We have a special guest today honoring his father on what would have been his 86th birthday in heaven yesterday, and I am talking about the late, great Jackie Wilson and his son, none other than the entertainer himself, Bobby Brooks Wilson, will be joining us. Foremost, we got to bring on the host. So bear with me as I bring him to you.
This legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, in 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
And ladies and gentlemen, live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights and the Godfather himself. What's happening, Godfather? How are you doing?
Everything is going super, super, super big today. I'm very happy about what happened to us yesterday.
Ooh, well, hold on before you announce it, because today, Godfather, you working with two producers, and we got to give honor where honor is to be given, and I'm excited for you. How's that Chicago weather treating you?
Very nice, very nice. Everybody is very happy around here. The radio stations are talking about what happened to us yesterday, and we're getting a great, showing a lot of love, showing us a lot of love.
Ooh, well, let me bring on your main girl right here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcoming to Tri Family Channel, our Queen of Diamonds and producer, Daisy Brown. What's happening, Mama D?
I'm hanging. I'm happy. I'm excited. I've got so many, well, I don't know. I'm almost speechless here. You know, I don't usually get speechless. Everybody knows I know how to talk, but I'm really
but
excited.
But see, the excitement. I know your excitement. Well, we ain't going to let the Godfather keep us hanging. Godfather, give us that special announcement, because Daisy is happier than I am. You know, 41 plus years with the Shylights. Come on with that announcement, Godfather.
Well, it laid me out yesterday when we got the news and it was coming. I heard it was coming. Somebody had said they were sending things out for the later years, but we didn't know it was going to come that quick to yesterday. And what happened is we had received our award for 1971, 1972 for a gold record. We had a gold record for Have You Seen Her, and we had a gold record for Old Girl as number one. Okay. But since then, as the years went on, over and over and over, the record never stopped selling. It kept going on and going on and going on. And now we move up to the year 2020, again with double platinum. So they sent us an award in the mail yesterday. Not an award, but they sent us the pictures of them. They get it, send us the award, the plats. We have two plats coming, not one. We got two plats coming at Old Girl, double platinum, and Have You Seen Her, double platinum. So that's a big thing for us now. and I spoke to the guy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I spoke to the guy this morning from Billboard. I said, well, where do we go from here? He said, where do you go? You're already number one. It ain't nowhere else to go but down.
Wow.
You didn't hit the mountaintop. Thank you.
Wow. Number one on the Billboard. That's huge. The Shy Lights, Have You Seen Her? The Shy Lights, Old Girl. We're not going to even talk about my autograph 45s because I know that's in itself sounds like a broken record. And so we congratulate you. And Godfather, you got another producer to say hello to besides your sister over there. I didn't hear y'all speak, though, so I'll wait.
Oh, I'm T. Hayes. How's my brother today?
Yeah, and I know you're pretty excited over there. I don't want you to get that. We have things to talk about now.
This is my 49th year with you, so you know
you better
read
it. But to speak, when you speak to your promoters now, when you speak to your other promoters now, they talk. You got something to talk about. You say, well, listen, this is your group. This is number one.
Yes, praise God.
Wow. Well, listen, you know, the phone lines are lit up, y'all, and they keep on lighting up. We have a very special guest waiting. We're not going to keep him waiting long. But first and foremost, let's bring on the president of Harrison Entertainment so that we can thank her for this booking. Ms. Mabel Buckner, come into the building. We want to thank you for this arrangement. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm like Marshall. Our weather's been up and down, but we're blessed. So, and I'm glad, and we're able to get out a little bit, which is great. Marshall, I want to say one thing to you. You should have been a director of marketing in the university because you are excellent when it comes to marketing. I don't know if anyone knows, but the Illinois, we just recently gave him a proclamation, Cook County Commissioner, for his 61 years in the entertainment industry. And so congratulations to you for that. Congratulations on your new book. I am just so proud of you. I hate we had this virus because I was going to honor him this year for the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right on.
Well,
right
I think
on.
That hearing your voice in such a, troubling time as we're in is an award in of itself. And so I want y'all to hold tight, relax. We got a bill to pay. And when we come back, we have a very special guest to present.
Well, let me tell you about
wanna...
your special guest.
Hold on one second, because this thing is on a timer, sweetie. So hold on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, this is brought to you by the Dream Castle Villa, Gwen Nix, Lady G from Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at The Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
And I'm going to hold on to my dreams also, because right here live on Tribe Family Channel with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, we have Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson, son of the legendary Jackie Wilson. And for those of you that don't know, yesterday would have been Mr. Jackie Wilson's 86th birthday, June 9th, 1934. His son said January 21st, 1984, and he was an American soul singer and performer, a tenor with a four-octave range. Wilson was a prominent figure in the transition of rhythm and blues into soul. Wilson was considered a master showman and one of the most dynamic singers and performers in pop, R&B, and rock and roll history, earning the nickname Mr. Excitement. And so if you are as excited as the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, and Mr. Marshall Thompson, and Mabel Buckner, then you can join Beverly Black in that excitement as well. And welcome live on Tribe Family Channel, Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson. Hello, Mr. Wilson. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, everybody. Nice to be on board.
Hello.
How you doing, Godfather?
Right on, Bob. Right on, bro. Good to have you on the show
tonight. Last time I saw you was on stage.
You better believe
Philadelphia, I believe.
Together.
You
did a great job, too, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yeah. It's my honor. Mm-hmm. It's my honor to carry the torch. I feel like God kind of handed that to me. I felt like I was pushed into it in a way because the way I got into the show business was really weird. I was in the Navy, and I suffered a – I was in the Navy, and I spent the next about 10 years planning on doing 30, and I passed kidney stones. And then the month after I was out, I was hanging out at the karaoke bar in Pearl Harbor, and Bruno Mars' father basically talked me into joining his group as a first tenor. He had a doo-wop group called The Love Notes, and that was the beginning for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else came out of the woodwork right after that. So.
Well, yeah, I love Pearl Harbor playing over there in Kauai.
Yes, sir. Know. Yeah, the Blaze
there. Waikiki. Right there in Waikiki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it Tom Moffat that brought you over?
Yeah, we came over to Waikiki every year for about 10 years.
Yeah. Tom Moffat. Yeah, he just passed away. He's the same promoter that brought everybody over there. He brought Michael Jackson in 95.
Yep.
I was there.
And
he brought Elvis in the 60s and the 50s, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we was there.
Good.
Played right there.
Yeah, it was an honor. You know, I got to tell you, Godfather, I was in the eighth grade when I'm dating myself, when Old Girl came out. And it was this girl in my classroom that wouldn't pay me a little bit of attention. And for whatever reason, our teacher decided to have a talent show in our class. And she said, can anybody want to get up and sing a song, you know, or dance or whatever? And I remember butterflies going through my stomach, but I wanted that girl to see me. So I got up and I sang Old Girl. I became the king of the school.
Is that something? Well, the other side of it, we wouldn't have had that song if it wasn't for your dad. So he the one made sure that we got the job. Oh, yeah. Your dad is the very first guy that when we went down to Carl Davis for the audition, your daddy was coming up the steps. I was standing right at the front door. He was coming up the steps, and Carl Davis said that Jackie Wilson's here. I said, you kidding, man. They know Jackie Wilson. He said, him and Nat Turner, Paul, you had to come in the door right now. Buzz the door. I buzzed the door, man. I started shaking, man. I got on the phone. I said, Mom, you wouldn't believe who's here. I said, who? See, Jackie Wilson. She said, I'm glad you got to him before I got to him. If I had got to him, he might have been your daddy. That was what she said. I fell out. She heard me cracking up. She loved her some Jackie Wilson. She loved Jackie Wilson. So he came up, and we went in there and auditioned for Carl Davis. And Jackie said, sign him right now. And that's what he did.
Oh, wow.
Signed us.
Yeah.
And we end up, he come down there to do, got this Loving Feeling. I played drums on it, on this record. And he came in
there.
And he said, Marshall, come on in. So I went in and played drums. And then next thing I know, about a month later, he was doing Higher and Higher. We ended up had to come in same background. So
oh,
record.
Nice, nice.
Oh yeah. Mhm.
You guys did a record with him. Was that you guys with a Letter to My Baby?
No, Don't Burn No Bridges.
Don't Burn No Bridges. I got that one.
Yeah, we sung. We wrote the song and he sung it. We sung background as well.
What was there any more?
We did don't. Well, we did. Nah, did. We did Higher and Higher. But and Don't Burn No Bridges. But Gene and Squirrel, some of them songs that they had to do the high tenors where I wasn't on high because I was baritone. So they did some sessions while I was, you know, when I wasn't.
Yeah, I use a bass player out of Chicago who used to play in the Chicago sessions with Carl Davis. His name is Bill Robinson.
Okay.
He's my MD whenever I come to Chicago. He used to be my father's bass player.
I see.
That show that's on YouTube, where Jackie's playing in 1975. You see Bill with the bass and a big old afro standing behind him on the stage.
I was on tour with Jackie for about two or three years. So I know
all
those
guys. Oh, so you probably know Bill.
And that drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that drummer, yeah, that bad drummer, yeah. Carrie with him all the time.
I didn't meet the drummer. I've been working with Bill. I did a show there about 2 years ago outside of Chicago, a town close to where the Jacksons live. It starts with an M.
But they lived in Gary. You went to Maryville.
Yes, and we did a show at the Art Center there.
Yeah, I know
and,
the Art Center.
And Bill was there for it. It was a great show. People really showed up, Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they love my dad.
Okay.
They love my dad.
You better believe it. Yeah. that was the man, yeah. But we had a great time with him, and after that was history, man. Then we went in and cut the Give It Away. And then after we did Give It Away, we did Give More Power to the People, our first million seller. And then after that, that's where everything really started to move, you know, with that old girl and having seen her. We had six hits off of Give More Power to the People album. Okay, which I haven't seen it was on that album. And then we had six or seven hits on the Lonely Man album. So we end up with two number one albums, two number one singles, and 20 top 10 records.
Wow. Fantastic, man. And it's great that you're still doing it.
Right on.
You guys sound just as good. When I was in, we did that show in Philly, I think, in early part of the year, February, I think.
Yep.
And man, the people lost their mind when Marsha and them showed up on stage. They lost their mind.
Well, same as you.
It was a wonderful show.
They did the same thing with you. They did the same thing with you. I was sitting right on stage looking at you, remember? Looking right at
you. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you know?
Go ahead. We're enjoying this conversation. You know, I just want to say, speaking of losing their minds, I almost lost my mind when our producer, Ms. Daisy Brown, and Mabel Buckner tried to get me on the phone with you yesterday, Mr. Wilson. I said, oh, no. both of these beautiful queens have a question for you and a reflection about your father, respectively. I want everyone to turn down their background sounds because I now have your lines open, Ms. Daisy Brown and Ms. Mabel Buckner, if you can turn down your background sounds. And before these ladies pose their reflections, Mr. Wilson, you were about to ask the Godfather something else.
I was going to ask him if he knew Roquel Billy Davis from Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Billy was my mentor. He's the one that ushered me into the family. Once he discovered me with the Four Tops in 1997 in Atlantic City, Levi called him and said, you got to come see this kid. The Four Tops were working a private gig in Bally's for the week, and I guess mm-hmm. they watched me for a week. I came from mm-hmm. Hawaii. Nobody never heard of me. And the entertainment director asked the entertainment director to bring me up to the green room, and then I went up and met him. And then we talked about my mother. They knew my mother. And then next thing I know, he calls Billy Davis, or Roquel Billy Davis. Roquel used to be a Four Tops when they were the Ames, and then he stepped down to write for him. He's the one that wrote Reed Petit along with Berry Gordy and Lonely Teardrops and all the big songs.
Yeah, I met him at Apples in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
That's where I met him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's so. I was wondering because he was a monster too in the business,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and he became probably one of my first fathers in this business because he really started directing me and showing me that, you know, he kind of picked on me and said, do you want to be a singer your whole life or you want to own your own music? I
mm-hmm.
said, well, I like to own my own music. He says, then write a song.
mm-hmm. That's right.
And I've been writing
That's
ever
right.
since. I've been
mm-hmm.
writing ever
wow.
since.
Wow. That's,
wow.
That's business is. That's what a business is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got on me shortly after we met, and he got over who I was. He started
mm-hmm.
mentoring me, and he made me come to his publishing company in New York, which was called
mm-hmm.
Chevis Publishing, and hang out
mm-hmm.
like once or 2 days a week because I was living on the East Coast
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go up there and learn and watch Billy and do work. He did a lot with Isaac Hayes. Him and Isaac were producing artists from Australia, a lady named
mm-hmm.
Kate Sobrano. I'll never forget.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there watching them handle this artist and writing music, creating music, and things like that. It was it's an experience I never forget.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, now, this is just too exciting for me to cut in and butt in like this, but I have to. Like I said, yesterday, Mabel Buckner tried to call you to introduce, this is Beverly, to introduce me to you, and I was like, no, you remember it, Mabel, and then I called you myself later on and wanted to thank you on behalf of myself and Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown, for making this connection through Mabel, and I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to say hello to you first and you know, extend
mm-hmm.
my gratitude to you, because if I would have watched your video first and then tried to talk to you, I wouldn't be able to. Because
<That's so nice.
laughs> I just like you said about the guitarist, you said once he got over who you were, and that is, he ain't lying. Once you got to
mm-hmm.
get past who this man is to say anything, and I'm glad that I was able to speak to you yesterday. You're just as cordial and, you know, so humble, but that level of greatness, I guess, requires humility. But if I would have, like I said, watched what I'm about to play for you all now, I couldn't be talking to you. And when we come back, I want to hear from these queens whose fault this is, Mabel Buckner and Daisy Brown. We're going to be right back, y'all, after Bobby Wilson, son of Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson, The Legacy, on Tribe Family Channel with Soul School Music and Marshall Thompson right after this.
Come home.
just give me another chance. For I'm a man. Come on and tell me one day you'll return. Oh, every day that you've been out away, you know my heart does nothing but burn. Cry. Come on.
Welcome live to Soulful Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Life, and his special guest, the son of the legendary Mr. Entertainer, Jackie Wilson. And we're talking about none other than Bobby Brooks Wilson. Now, Mr. Wilson, I have to admit to you, Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown, she told me that you look just like your father, Jackie Wilson. So I want everybody to go to BobbyBrooksWilson.com. If you want to see Jackie Wilson all over again, go to BobbyBrooksWilson.com. I was blown away looking at you sing, because I cannot tell the difference between you and Jackie Wilson. So, Daisy Brown, can you come on in here with Mabel Buckner and tell me how do you two get over who this man is? Because he was just telling us how someone else got over it, and that was perfect. See, I don't know.
I'm not trying to get
over.
I'm not trying to get over.
Oh, see, ain't nobody trying to get over it.
Some things you hold on to. How about that? I'm not trying to get over anything.
Okay. Mabel, what about you? Are you trying to get over it?
I'm not trying to get over it, but I will tell you this. I wish I had a Metropolitan. But the person that told me so much about your father, hated me about your father besides my parents, was James Brown. James Brown taught me and told me so much about your dad. A lot of people think I just got into this business, but I was with James Brown for a long time. And one of the things James admired about your father was he was always unique. His face was present. His hair was in place. And I'm going to say this to you, Bobby. You're following your father's footsteps. Your presence on stage, the way you dress, your hair, I mean, your voice, you're just like a duplicate twin of your dad. And I know he's beaming down with pride as you carry on
Thank
his
you.
Legacy. Now, I'd like
Thank
to ask
so
you a
much.
Question. You're welcome here. Your father made a lot of songs. And I know Entertainer sing a lot of songs, but out of all the songs that your father recorded, which one is your favorite and why?
A song called Nobody But You. And I think that got released after he got sick. They did it with Carl Davis and the gang in Chicago. And it would have been his comeback album. I think it was on the album called Because of You. But the reason why I love that song is because I relate to it so much. You know, being raised in a foster home and the struggles I went through one thing my mom used to say that raises, she said, there's no excuses for you being here. God wanted you to be here. You're special. God's got a plan for you all, and you only depend on God, nobody else. And so nobody but you for me is God. He was the one that I could always, when the chips were down, I can lay back on God. When things were up, I could thank God, you know. When he sang that song, it felt like he was digging into my heart, because I know some of his challenges through the years after meeting everybody in the family and meeting everybody who worked with him, and people like Mr. Marshall and who knew him. I knew some of his demons. I knew some of his tics. And when he sung that song, he sung that song from the heart. So if you haven't heard it, you got to get it. It's called Nobody But You.
I think he sung every song from the heart. And one of my favorites was A Woman, A Lover, A Friend, and Shake a Hand. And my mother and father used to think they were a duet, and they used to sing Shake a Hand every Saturday night. We had to listen to them sing Shake a Hand, and I'm running around telling my mother, I'm going to marry Jackie Wilson. And my mother said, oh, you are? I said, yes, ma'am. And I must have been about 10 years old, so, you know, they just knew I was completely insane.
Right.
But I loved that man. I'm telling you the truth, and his music will live on, just like the Shy Lights music. You know, there are just some groups, mm-hmm. their music lives on and on, and every time you hear it, it's just like the first time. It's just good. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm just
honored
that you are carrying on the torch, you know, and just keep it moving. Don't let anybody deter you. Just keep it going.
Oh, well, that's one of my main goals, you know, in life, to carry and keep my father's music prevalent as well as my own music. I feel like I'm standing on his shoulders as I roll out my music. It's what I was made to do, and I accept it, and I'm going for it.
And I just want to say that you absolutely are standing on his shoulders. And if you're just tuning in, that is Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson speaking on his father, the legendary Jackie Wilson, and the song Nobody But You, right here live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson.
No one ever made me feel that I could ever make it. No one ever gave me anything. All they did was take it. No one ever held my hand when I needed them to. Oh, yeah, yeah. Nobody but you.
the church said amen.
Is that a song?
Oh, Lord, welcome back live to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the shy lights. We are having church, and the church said amen.
Amen.
Was that a song?
Ooh, Nobody But You by Jackie Wilson, the Mr. Excitement, the entertainer, as Mr. Otis Williams of the Temptations posted about your father yesterday on social media. And he asked me to tell you hello. And he sent me a text to say that he used to, the Temptations used to tour with your father and to tell you hello. And so this is your hello from Mr. Otis Williams of the Temptations. Now we got the phone lines popping and jumping. And yes, we do want you to give us some afterwords about Nobody But You now that you've heard it again. I mean, ooh.
You talking about me?
Yes, Mr. Wilson, you. Nobody but you.
Yeah,
I don't think
song,
he needs
I
to say anymore.
I don't know who wrote that song, but I thought, I mean, I listened to almost every song my dad's ever released. And a lot of songs, believe it or not, when I go to the UK or to Europe, there are songs that were released in Europe that never were released here in America. So I've heard every obscure song or every song that my dad did, but I just felt like this song is right before he had that heart attack. And it seems like he had a reckoning with God on that song. And that's what I feel when I hear it. I feel that connection, you know, and that's something you can't teach. That's something you can't show somebody how to do. It's either in you, or it's not. Now, I'm going to take that a little bit further. When my start in show business was Bruno Mars' father, The Love Notes, and Bruno was like 6 years old singing Elvis and Michael Jackson. He mimicking them in the show. And I looked at Bruno, and I said to his father, I said, Pete, I believe you have a Michael Jackson on your hand because that kid has the it. And he goes, yeah, he does, he does. That's my retirement plan. And it happened. I mean, nobody could have done it but Bruno. I mean, his mom couldn't do it for him. His daddy couldn't do it for him. He had to do it for himself. And it's the same thing with me with my singing. I tell people all the time. They said, I guess you're doing good in show business because of your dad. I said, not necessarily. Mm-mm. I said that's my dad that opened the door for me. But I had to walk through it. I had to do the shows. I had to show up. I can't just walk around saying Jackie Wilson's my dad. I got to show you who I am as Bobby Wilson. And
there
so,
you go.
I'm glad that they see and hear my dad when I'm singing, but I know when I walk away, they remember Bobby Wilson, and that's what I want to get across. When I walk on the stage, you hear the gasp of people who saw my dad. You hear, because I can't help it. When I first met the Four Tops, Levi Stubbs said to me, are you acting or are you being Jackie Wilson right now? And we're just talking. I said, what do you mean, Levi? And he says, are you acting or are you being Jackie Wilson? Because you couldn't have studied him that much. I said, I don't know what Jackie Wilson would be like off stage, Levi. I said, because at the time there was no YouTube. There was no video. I said, all I was told when they asked me to do a tribute to Jackie Wilson, when I was first asked to do it, all I was told is he's the most exciting guy that ever stepped on stage. And I did research, and all I could find in the library was a paragraph on him. I couldn't find any pictures. I couldn't find any film. I couldn't find anything. That's 1993 when I first started. And so I said, I just did Bobby. And lo and behold, just doing Bobby, everybody saw my dad. So nobody
well, how
but you.
Are, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
I just wanted to know how are you with the split, because that was the thing. I'm telling you, that split and his pivot. My God.
When I did it, I did the split up until I turned 30 something, And I stopped doing it. You know, my boss was Paul Revere of Paul Revere and the Raiders. He's the one that first hired me for Legends in Concert. So we had an 8-foot stage, and when I first started off with him, you know, with 6 shows a night, you know, 2 shows a night, I would jump off the stage into a full split. And Paul called me out and said, "Listen, Bopper, I'm fine. If you jump off that stage one more time, I'm fining you $100 because he says you're scaring our guests. That's one. But two, he says by the time you're 40, you're gonna need a hip replacement and a knee replacement. He says
you're messing with his retirement.
Yeah. So he said jump off that stage one more time. And so when I turned 40, I knew what he was talking about because I did a split one day in the 40s, and it was like, "Hey, man, you're 40.
Yeah.
You ain't 25 no
more. Lord, have mercy. Well, now, these phone lines are all lit up, but I want to start off with Mr. Joseph Jackson Jr. of the Tougaloo Nine, led and trained by Megger Evers in Jackson, Mississippi. He is a bit of an entertainer himself. He has a beautiful voice, and he studied Mario Lanza.
Yeah,
so I wanted to. All right, we'll see. There's a connection right there. So, Papa Joe, do you have a question or a comment for Bobby Brooks Wilson before we go to the next caller?
Yes. I just want to let Mr. Bobby Wilson know that by me growing up in Memphis and being actually socialized into that music, Isaac Hayes, I knew him, and I sang on the radio station WDIA, and then blues and jazz. But when I read a liner note about your father, and knowing, you know, I mean, he basically, you know, did the split and Reaper Teed and Lonely Teardrop, you know, I can understand that. But when I read the liner note that your father listened to my idol, Mario Lanza, I was blown away. That side of your father really told me that you just can't put someone like your father in a musical box and think that that's his musical socialization, you know, by itself. Because when I read Mario Lanza, my idol, the American Caruso, and that was your father's idol in that kind of music, I was really, I mean, my respect, not that I didn't have respect for him, but, I mean, very few black men, especially trying to compete singing along with Mario Lanza, they got to have a voice that's a gift from God. And I knew your father had an exceptional range. But that really was a big surprise to me when I read the liner notes of your father.
Well, have you heard his song "My Empty Arms," "Night," "Alone at Last"?
Night.
That's all those songs. When he sings, he mimics Mario Lanza. He also mimics another singer when he gets on his knees. Most people don't know who he's mimicking when he gets on his knees. It's Al Jolson. He loved Al Jolson. So he mimics Al Jolson.
Oh, my God.
And he mimics Al Hibbler, if you know who Al Hibbler is. And he mimics Mario Lanza. Yeah, so in those big ballads, Night, Alone at Last, To Be Loved, all those guys, he's mimicking those guys, you know. When he got on one knee and he put his hands up, that's Al Jolson. So
See, we all take from everybody in the music business. But that's all Al Jolson that my dad's doing. And then, of course,
the song that I like that really reminded me of Mario Lanza always hitting the high notes, the B flat and the high C's,
right,
was Night. That is my favorite song, Night.
Night is the high C. And I do those songs in the middle of my show. So
really?
Here's the quirk. It's online. All you got to do is put in Night and Bobby Wilson. It comes up. Here's the thing. Those songs I used to sing in high school, they're called Sacred Music. Gloria Vivalda, P.D.Q. Bach, those writers made those type of songs. So I was a first tenor, second tenor, and first alto and second alto when I was 16 years old. But I joined the Navy.
Yeah.
I didn't sing anymore. I just sung those kind of songs. So when I started getting pushed to do my dad's music, and I had a hard time singing his pop songs, like You Got Me Walking and Baby Work Out and Higher and Higher. Those songs were difficult for me. But Night, I can sing in my sleep. My Empty Arms, I can sing in my sleep. A Woman to Love a Friend, I can sing in my sleep. Those songs were so much easier. And even though I have a lower register, I have the same range. I have the same range he has. I'll never forget my first coach, the vocal coach I went to in Hawaii. She was an opera coach. And I told her, I said, listen, will you take me? And she don't take it. She says, I'm sorry, I'm opera trained, I'm an opera singer, and I don't take everybody to teach lessons. She says, what are you trying to do? I said, well, I've been asked to do a tribute to Jackie Wilson, and I need to learn how to sing like Jackie Wilson. And then she said, come to my house and bring the song you want to sing. So I brought Night. And so I put it on, and then I sung it the way I was taught at 16. And then she said, son, you don't need my help. You already have his range. All you need to do is learn placement, which is vocal placement. She says, so I'll take you. And that was my first. That was my first vocal coach.
Now, Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson, the man you're talking to is 83 years old. So when he says listen at him, it's because he's hearing a junior speak, okay? It's no disrespect to you. That's Papa Joe.
Oh, no.
Okay?
No problem.
Papa Joe ain't no joke. Yes. I love it.
Thanks, Mr. Wilson. I am glad.
Thank you, sir.
I will definitely tune in immediately at the end of this radio show because I have got to hear you sing that song Night.
Amen.
I'm going to say this because you are blessed with a gift whenever. You know, you reach adulthood, and you still are able to hit those high notes, Mr. Wilson. You know about that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Dropped,
wow.
Man,
because you lose your range. Yeah, when I was six, I sound like Michael Jackson. As a matter of fact, I was singing everything Michael was singing. And then I turned 17, and I lost that part of my voice. And I really hated it. I didn't want to lose it.
Went from Michael to Jermaine, huh?
Yes. Anything Michael could spit, I could spit. You know, and I used to charge the kids 5 cents in my backyard when I was growing up to have me do a Want You Back and ABC. I was making money as a kid.
Lord have mercy. Well, listen, y'all, we got all of these people waiting on these phone lines, but Mr. Bobby Wilson, you sound like what Mabel called the Godfather, talking about the King of Marketing. So you back there in those days. And so, Papa Joe, thank you so much, Mr. Joseph Jackson Jr., the leader of the Tougaloo Nine trained, led, and mentored by Megger Evers, and he stepped into that 1961 Jim Crow segregated library just as tall and statuesque as ever, and this is that man, okay? So thank you once again. I call him Papa Joe, but y'all can call him Mr. Jackson. I'm playing. So, okay, Papa Joe.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Now,
it's an honor to meet you.
He said it's an honor to meet you, Papa Joe.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, sir. It's an honor.
All right, now, I'm going to check this phone line anyway. I'm not sure if Maria wants to say anything, but I'm going to open up 707. And if 707 doesn't say anything, then I'm going to move on. 707, your line is open. Would you like to say anything to the godfather of vocal groups, Marshall Thompson, or Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson, son of Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson?
I just want to say keep it coming. There's no greater joy in life than the oldies and the goodies. But young people nowadays don't realize that the oldies are the nows. So keep it coming.
Absolutely.
That's my matriarch and voice of wisdom right there, y'all. I want y'all to know that she's the reason why I listen to the music that I listen to today, between the matriarchs and my family and all these 45s and vinyls I have. So now we're going to go on to caller 702. Caller 702, your line is open. Do you have a word for Mr. Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights or Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson? All right, we're going to assume that 702 would like to continue listening, and so we are going to return to our program. Now, Godfather, I know you told us before your first encounter with Mr. Jackie Wilson. Can you further expound on, you said something about meeting someone at Ethel's, and I wanted to ask you to expound on that particular spot, because we are curating history. So, Mr. Marshall Thompson, can you come on back in here and give us some more of that history?
We was playing at Ethel's Lounge at the time, and Jackie was coming to see our show then. He came to see our show. Al Perkins was the DJ in Detroit. Top DJ in Detroit was Al Perkins at that time. And he came down to see our show. And after we left there, we went to Henry's. We played all over Detroit around that time. And that's when I met a lot of the top guys, Barry Gordy and all those guys down there, you know, over at the Motown area. Met all of them. And Jackie gave me a lot of pointers of the business of moving on and on and on, you know, because we was on tour. We was just getting out there, and we did the first show with Aretha Franklin then, right there at the stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, when Aretha took us on tour with her, you know, and went up there and did the show there, and we were scared to death. We thought we had burned her out, and she just went in there on the stage. They forgot all about who we was. You know, I was telling Gene Skrull and Red, we're going to tear Aretha Franklin up. She ain't, that's one lady. We're going to tear this place up, man. I went up there and started splitting around there and bust my pants and stuff, and people went wild and crazy. And then went back to the dressing room, and I heard the drum roll go off. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Aretha Franklin, man, that it went crazy. But I was watching how she opened up and how she did her show. I learned from her and learned from Jackie Wilson at the time. And James Brown, we end up at Chicago at the stadium. Jackie Wilson, I still got the poster. Jackie Wilson, Shine Lights, Al Green, and who else was on there? There was another artist on there. But four was, we right there at the stadium here in Chicago. And now you're talking about a battle. Man, we was,
that's
it was
crazy.
Hot as I don't know what. Yep. That's what it was. And
what?
That's
a crazy show.
That's where it went on. That's where it went on. We had so many good times. We can talk about them all day. You know, I can talk about his father all day, different places.
Well, I'm glad you can, because I got another question about his father, and you got all day. You, Mr. Berry Gordy, who you just mentioned, Mr. William Smokey Robinson, and Ms. Mary Wilson were attendees at the Hollywood Walk of Fame, where Mr. Jackie Wilson's Hollywood star was installed. So first we want Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson to expound on that, and then Godfather, I want you to bring it on up to the conclusion of the show.
Well, Sabrina, my big sister, and I and Thor really went hard after getting the star for that. And it's been like 10 years. It took 10 years of just petitioning for him to be recognized. And you'd be surprised a lot of people didn't get it done. So when it finally came down to, and we finally got it done, Paul Turnerfold stepped up and made sure that it was completed, and the ceremony was set, except that I was out of the country and I couldn't attend, but I did watch it on the channel that they have, so I was able to watch
the live stream.
Yeah, I was in the UK when they had it, but I thought it was a wonderful, appropriate time for Jackie Wilson to be recognized, to get his due. He is a pioneer in the business. He helped a lot of people that we don't even have time to talk about. Just one quick thing. Lenny Welch stopped me at one time. We had a show together, and he stopped me and said, "Let me tell you what your dad did for me." And so he did a lot for a lot of different people. He was a very giving man. So it was icing on the cake when I saw that Marshall was speaking on my dad. You know, I said, that's the icing on the cake. So that's it for
wow.
me.
Wow. Well, we certainly can stand, you know, show business and being out of the country, but the work and the perseverance and being adamant and unrelenting is the reason why we can be so thankful and so grateful to all of you for sharing Mr. Jackie Wilson, the entertainer, with us, and Mr. Excitement. I got the entertainer stuck in my head from when I seen what Otis Williams posted, but we understand that his nickname was Mr. Excitement. And so it is to that honor that we are so thankful that you are here letting us know that the legacy and the torch will be continued by you. You continue to carry that torch, and we're thankful and grateful for all that you're doing. And I know that you are Bobby Brooks Wilson, but when I look at your website, I don't know the difference. I don't know the difference, but you know the torch that you carry and the weighty, you know, legacy that will continue down that Wilson lineage. And it's just an honor and a privilege to have you on this show. Godfather, come on with that Hollywood Walk of Fame star and how that felt. I seen you in there up there with your blue suit. You put your fist up in the air. You put that More Power to the People, Black Lives Matter fist up in the air, because you were really going in on that microphone with everyone surrounding you. So how was that to see that star finally placed?
Well, it was an honor. First of all, it was an honor to be able to be still here, to be that. I had so many stories to tell up on the platform up there about Jackie, because, like I said, Jackie was one of the guys, actually is the guy that got us with Brunswick Records when we went up there and went to audition with Carl Davis. So I was very excited about that. And to get up there, me and Smokey Robinson and Berry Gordy, and we had quite a few artists there with us at the party at the end of the night. Even Garland Green came over there to see me. And we talked about it, but Jackie, it was an honor to be one of the major stars of Chicago. Chicago Wiggle Theater in James Brown was Chicago. When you call it Chicago, back in those days, everybody wanted to get involved with that. But to be there, be honorable to be there, and look like we getting our star next year because of me being at Jackie Wilson's star. And I met the director of the board for the star. We met everybody there that's involved in the star, so they got to know me personally. So that might do, trigger us to be there for next year. We'll know by the end of the month that they're giving us ours next year. So that was an honor.
Ooh-wee. Well, wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming up to the end of this broadcast honoring Mr. Excitement Jackie Wilson. Yesterday would have been his 86th birthday. Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, is honored. And it has been a privilege and pleasure to have Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson, son of the legendary Mr. Excitement Jackie Wilson, right here to honor him. I want to thank Ms. Mabel Buckner, president of Harrison Entertainment. I want to thank Gwen Nix, the CEO of the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, always holding it down for us, like Mrs. Brown over there, the Queen of Diamonds. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel, Soul School Music, and Gumbo for the Soul International. I just got the whole plate, y'all. I'm just greedy like that. But everybody around me keeps me intact, and that's why we can do this like that. And so it's just an honor. Any final words from you, Queen of Diamonds, or Mabel Buckner, before we say goodbye and good evening to Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson?
I just want to say, Bobby, thank you so much for joining us, and keep doing it, because I know your father is beaming down with pride. You are doing such a fabulous job. I just love watching your tape, and I am looking forward to seeing you when all this is over with live again. And please give my best to Melanie and Gladys. And thank you, Melanie.
I just want to say it's been a pleasure. Like I said, I love your father's music. Oh, my God. And it will live forever. And we certainly have confirmation with you coming along behind him and keeping it moving. So God bless you. And may your inspiration and your determination to keep that legacy moving, may God bless you and your efforts. And thank you for joining us tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Always a pleasure, Bobby, to have you on the show. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll be seeing you very soon.
It's my honor. Thank you so much.
Well, we're booking the Golden Nugget again, and you on the show, I heard, today. So that'll be coming up very shortly. So we'll see you at the show.
Oh, great. Good. Can't wait. That's Mr. Marketing and
Entertainment himself, Marshall Thompson, y'all. He got a new name. Now, we want to thank you so very much again, Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson, for being here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, honoring your father, the legendary Mr. Excitement Jackie Wilson. We're so excited because we're going out on this music, and it's going to be an interplay between your music and his music. So we will hear Gravity by Bobby Brooks Wilson. We will hear Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson. Then we'll hear Tennessee Whiskey by Bobby Brooks Wilson. Then we'll hear Lonely Teardrops by Jackie Wilson. And then finally, we're going to go out with baby workout. So I hope y'all ready for this live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. We want to thank you for being here with us, honoring Mr. Jackie Wilson. Thank you so much, Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights and the godfather of vocal groups, congratulations on your Billboard awards and your likely imminent Hollywood star yourself. We'll be looking forward to that news once it's truly, truly unveiled. But in case a bird hasn't heard, y'all heard it right here live on Tribe Family Channel. So continue to be blessed. Continue to keep safe. Continue to persevere. If we don't do anything else, we have to continue to persevere, okay? We know whose shoulders we're standing on, okay? Ain't none of this new to us, okay? So we're the survivors, and we're going to keep that baton and that torch lit. So until next week, when we have Mr. Gerald Alston of the Manhattans, and then that week following, we'll be honoring Michael Jackson. The week after that, we'll be honoring Bill Withers. So listen, if y'all connected to any of those folks, please get in touch with some of their family members, and we're going to save a special slot for July 8th in case Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson wants to book Bruno Mars over here. I'm just planting a seed. I'm just saying, Bobby, I don't know how you feel. You might want a couple of these Wednesdays.
I can call his father right now and have you guys set it up. No problem.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I can call.
See,
Peter.
You have to say wonderful because I just froze. She knows exactly when to come in.
Not only is that wonderful,
you are wonderful.
I just want to know who's given the benediction since we've had church and everything.
You know who's giving it? Mr. Bobby Brooks Wilson, because we're hitting the sound button right now with gravity, and we're going out on this. Thank you for tuning in to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. Now, y'all stay blessed, okay?
Good night, all, and safe.
Good night,
all.
Good night. God bless. Amen.
Hi, Earl. Hi, everybody. This is Facebook Live. I'm so happy to be a part of this and able to share a little music during this time that we're going through. You know, I grew up in a foster home in Longview, so I know what it's like to not have, especially when you need it. So we're all going through this together, and I hope this song comes across in a way that will help you. Oh.
Oh, Gotta show you the way, gotta show you the way.